Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 25. As always, I am your host, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody, a.k.a. Darth Obvious, I guess.
Sure. A.k.a. That's what your name should be.
No.
All right, let's just jump right into it. What have you been playing, Scott?
Well, the Madden demo. We'll talk about that later. Otherwise, just yesterday for a video I've been doing, Basement Gamer, I picked up Tecmo Super Bowl.
It's a good game.
Playing a little bit of that. Still playing Full House Poker.
Which is a great game now that I've started playing.
Yeah. just had to get you hooked.
Dude, I can't believe we were in one of those Texas Heat tournaments. I flopped three of a kind, but I knew two other people flopped flushes. And I was like, screw it. All in. They all called. Next card, I hit a full house.
Nice.
It's a good call. Pretty awesome. I like that game.
And have I been playing anything else? No, not really.
Well, Scott, what I picked up recently was Hot Shots Golf World Invitational on the Vita.
All right. Now Hot Shots Golf, who's that made by?
Scott, why do you ask me these questions that you know
I don't know the answer to?
It's published by Sony.
It's published by Sony, but
it's like Clap Hands, I believe, is the...
All right. I always thought Hot Shots was made by the same people who did the Mario Golf games on N64 and GameCube.
Well, if that was Clap Hands, then that is them.
It could be. Well, they could use a different name. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Might even be like Clap Hans.
Japanese. Anyway,
it is Clap Hans. I'm not incorrect in that. Clap Hans. That's a pretty genius name, I guess. Yeah. They did not do anything of the sort that you were speaking of.
Okay, never mind.
They did the everybody golfs. Everybody's golf, I guess. Cool. But you know what I noticed while I was playing this?
Mm.
The courses are really nice, and the swing mechanic is really nice.
Well, what is the swing mechanic? Is it like an old school 3-click meter, or...?
Yeah, it's 3-click meter, but you can do it a couple different ways. Like, there's... You hit it to start the bar, then you have the power. Then when you come back, you can either have, like, there's the center line you have to hit.
Yeah.
And there's, like, buffer space on either side that you can miss.
Yeah.
Or one of the other ones is there's, like, a big circle that starts off big and gets smaller and then gets big again. And you want to hit it. It's the smallest. But I was playing this, and I realized this is exactly what I want for Tiger Woods on the Vita.
You want, like, an old-school golf game.
Yeah, but... The courses look almost photorealistic, even though they're fake. Like, so the courses are, if you take the courses and the swing mechanic and just put real people in,
okay,
you could pretty much do a Tiger Woods game in about 2 minutes.
So basically, you basically want to, like, insert Google Earth imagery onto, like, the, what's the word I'm looking for here? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, if you could just skin it with the...
Thank you. Skin it with the like Google Earth imagery, basically.
Yeah, but even now, like the grass looks fine. You could literally just put in the real people as the players, and you'd be fine.
Nice.
I'm actually like really, really impressed by it. And I didn't even notice that part until today, when I actually started looking at it. Like there's mountains, and they look like mountains. There's trees, they look fine. You hit the trees, and it goes, rustle.
Now, I've heard a lot of people on Twitter talking about, like, playing in tournaments. There's a lot of,
tournaments?
Yeah, user versus user options, kind of like Tiger Woods has.
Yeah. Okay. I think the main thing is you can just set up tournaments and have people come in and play.
Okay.
I think they have to be on your friends list or something. Very interesting.
Kind of like being in a country club.
Yeah. But it's actually, for $20, this is the second game on Vita that I've bought.
All right, then.
And it was well worth it. And then I realized how difficult it is to switch cartridges on the Vita. Like, you almost need, like, a little screwdriver or business card to, like, kick the flap up.
Really?
Oh, I don't have nails.
Oh, right.
I have no semblance of a nail to get under there. So.
Yeah, I've got that problem with my current phone trying to get the power door off.
Yeah. But now I have two Vita games. And the reason I didn't buy it digital, which I'm pretty sure it's a conspiracy that you can't open the door, is because on digital, I think the game is still $35.
Oh, wow.
So I would rather pay the $20 and have to deal with keeping a business card in my Vita case to pop out games.
Whatever works.
All right, so I guess we should just full on talk about the Madden demo.
That was kind of the big news of the week, was the Madden demo.
Which I've also played on Vita.
Okay, so you could talk about the Vita version a little bit, or Madden 12.5.
Hey.
Well, like, all right, does it feel like Madden 12.5?
Sure. Does it feel like Madden 13? Sure. It feels like Madden on the Vita.
All right. I'm not even saying this is a bad thing.
For the first game on the Vita, it seems fine. Okay. I've ran into no issues or craziness.
All right.
So what have you... Tell me about your Madden 13 fun on Xbox.
I'm really liking it.
Yeah.
I think I kind of expected that I would. And I feel like there's a cycle of Madden. Where this is the point in the cycle, you know, where I'm really excited, I'm getting Madden, and I'm just worried that in a month or so I'm gonna go, it's Madden.
Yeah, and I want that physics engine to do something, but when I played it was just like, yep, it's still Madden.
Yeah, well, you can tell I think I like the fact the physics engine isn't all up in your face.
You mean it's not broken?
Yeah, that's probably what I mean. You know, unlike in FIFA, where it was hideously broken.
Yeah, if it works, you don't notice it.
Right. I don't know exactly. I don't know how many games I've played. I've only ran into one gameplay affecting physics issue. And even then, it was still kind of cool in that I don't remember who it was, but the running back got tackled. It was a big pile, and he basically rolled over the pile a couple times. He basically did, like, two flips over a couple guys, or was rolling across two other guys who were on the ground, and they never called the whistle because he hadn't touched the ground, which is kind of like in real life.
So that's good.
Right, kind of. Right. Well, if you'd have seen it, and I don't have, you know, I wasn't taking video, the demo doesn't have replay. I'm curious why that is. Probably yeah, so that I couldn't take a video of this and point it out.
Yeah, that kind of upset me. Especially because in the Vita version, you can do the replays, and native to the Vita, you can take screenshots.
Nice.
Which is why there's a ton of screenshots that I put up on Facebook.
Yeah. So, I couldn't even go back and look at where the ball was spotted. Was it spotted where he touched the ground? Was it spotted where... Because I probably rolled back a good 4 yards.
Yeah.
So... I'm curious, did I get my forward progress, or was it down where I first went down? Now, if it's like that in the game, that's sort of the new physics engine, I'll let it fly this year to kind of thing.
Yeah, and I've already seen a bunch of tweets and stuff about that the physics engine's been tweaked a little bit more since the demo release.
Okay, well, that's good.
So a lot of the retail version, a lot of people are putting up retail videos, and they're showing that there isn't the... same issues that the demo had.
Okay. I've seen some goofiness like in post play where players are walking but then there's still a guy on the ground so they trip over him.
Do you know how annoying it is that every replay in NCAA has two people like bumping into each other?
No, I don't
actually. They do the shoulder bump and they're like, oh, I didn't see you there.
Oh.
it's pretty funny.
Or every like post play thing. And the biggest thing I saw in the physics engine is that yeah, all the old animations that you've seen in Madden the past couple of years are still there, but now they can be broken out of or added to. Like if you're a one-on-one tackling guy and a second guy comes in, he's going to push you both over in the direction he was traveling if he's big enough, which is nice. And same if it's your own guy. I've run into my O-line and tripped and, you know, bumped into them and fallen backwards.
Yeah, see, I like that they did that because in NCAA, which didn't get the new engine yet,
right?
A lot of the times you run and you'll get like just stuck to the back of your O-lineman.
Yeah, well, and like you're still you're like running in place into an invisible wall.
Right.
Yeah, I've hated that. The one play I saw that was awesome was Frank Gore trying to get a touchdown against two defenders, and I think in the last couple of years of Madden, it would have been that canned double team tackle animation where they just throw the guy back.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one, no, he plowed through them. I mean, he went down, but he went down and forward. I don't remember if I got the touchdown or if I was like on the 1-inch line.
Nice.
But it's like, yes, that's what should happen. Nice. And the thing is, I think if I played that, if I did that exact same thing 10 times, like, it'd be 50-50 of I get forward or I get pushed back, or maybe I get pushed off to the side, or, you know, I didn't feel like it would be that would happen the exact same way every time.
Right. And what was your favorite team to use in the demo?
The 49ers so far. I haven't talked about the passing game a whole lot, and that's why that's where I'm segueing to here.
Sure.
The passing feels like wide open now.
Yeah.
No more leaping linebackers. You really are throwing to space more than you're throwing to a receiver.
And that's how it should be for the most part.
Like, I'm finding myself not necessarily watching a receiver. I'm watching, okay, which way did the defense shift? Okay, that's where I'm open. Where is he? Throw.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think...
And make the right throw. Did the safety stay in, or did he go with him? Oh, the safety stayed toward the center of the field. Throw to the outside. Maybe I throw it out of bounds. It happens sometimes, but...
Yeah, and being able to have that touch, the better touch on it this year, is a big deal.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I know, and I'm going to jump to Twitter again because it's relevant right now.
Sure.
You know, friend of the show, Jeff Solomon, was talking about how he could not defend a deep pass in the demo. And he said 6 of 8 were touchdowns. I'm going to tend to agree. I haven't really had to defend a whole lot of deep passes personally. Doesn't seem to have happened, but I have thrown a lot of deep passes, especially Alex Smith to Randy Moss, who I didn't even like. This is me and not following football. I saw that happen. I'm like, Moss, hey, wait a minute. When did he come out of retirement? So,
and also happy birthday, Jeff Solomon.
Yesterday, if you're listening.
Yesterday when you're listening to this.
Today, as we're recording, yesterday, if you're listening to this right away.
Yeah, and I think with the open passing, I think players like Cam Newton and RG3 are going to be pretty unstoppable. Just because they have so much speed to get out of the pocket.
I could not use RG3 to save my life. And maybe that's just because I'm not a scramble. Like, I don't scramble with quarterbacks unless I absolutely have to.
That's why you need to play more NCAA, Scott.
Well, even then, like, I'm playing NCAA 12 as Wisconsin. They don't have a scrambling quarterback.
I'm pretty pumped for Madden 13.
Yes. Yes, I am. I cannot wait for Friday night when I get done with work. Last week on the show, I joked about how no way in hell would I get off this next weekend for the early release of Madden. And lightning has struck twice. My boss loves me, or people like taking vacation this week. And I have off next weekend that I did not ask for, and I will have all weekend free to play Madden early release.
Maybe your boss has been listening to the podcast and knows you want it off.
My boss has been listening to the podcast. You just give me a job.
You would think. yeah, that comes out August 28th. Which I'm pretty
the game, all right, Madden comes out August 28th. I still don't know about the Madden tournament if I'm going to go play in that or not, because I don't have that schedule yet. Hopefully today or tomorrow.
Yeah. So let me tell you about the Vita version.
All right. What's the Vita version got?
It was just 2-minute quarters versus Giants and Patriots. That. Yeah. That's literally the biggest problem I've had with the game. It's just 2-minute quarters. Because you do something, the first quarter's over. Then it's like, oh, we've got to play real quick in the second quarter to try to get the ball back.
Reminds me of playing in the Madden Challenge.
Yeah. But the game feels really good. Especially for a Vita game. $40 or whatever it's going to be, definitely not going to pay that. Just because I think Vita games are overpriced, so. Hopefully this is one of those Black Friday deals. But, you know, all the controls are the same. Everything feels pretty smooth. Though, also, I did notice that deep passes were a lot easier in that game.
Oh, that's good, yeah. So maybe some of the improvements are there, if not the physics engine.
Yeah. But overall, you know, the pocket felt good, and running seemed a little easy, maybe. Like, I had 4 rushes with the Patriots running back, and I think I had, like, 120 yards after 4 rushes.
Does the Vita demo let you pick difficulty?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Oh, the only thing I didn't like in the Vita demo... The kicking, which I'm sure there will be an option or something to change this. The kicking was done with like the gyroscope. So if you wanted to like aim to the left, you had to like tilt the system to the left a little bit.
Okay.
And if you wanted to like kick it low, you had to tilt it forward a little bit.
Interesting.
But what was nice is they let you recalibrate it. So like if you're like laying down and have it in a weird position.
Oh, okay. That's
you can recalibrate it, hit X, and then tilt it a little bit.
That's good.
But yeah,
that's the thing I forgot to mention about the Xbox and by association PS3 version, because they went back to the right stick kick meter after changing the kick meter every year for the last 4 years, just to wind it back where they were before they started messing with it. I find that absolutely hilarious.
But now, when you aim to the right, do you still swing the stick back, straight back and straight up, or do you have to aim it like a little off to the right?
I always aim it off to the right.
Yeah, and I didn't.
Maybe it's the kickers you have, but you have such a wide area, it doesn't seem to matter.
Right.
But I've always been under the impression that even if I aim to the right and then kick straight up and down, I'm still going to kick straight.
Yeah, but in like NCAA, when you aim to the left, like the little kick meter like turns to the left a little bit.
Right.
I didn't notice that in the Madden demo.
Oh, I thought I did.
Yeah. I think I missed a field goal because I didn't see it.
Yeah, my friend missed a field goal because he kept just forgetting to aim. Yeah. Just kicked straight.
That's a bigger problem.
Otherwise, as far as the demo was constructed, 5-minute quarters, good. I think the countdown, the taking the play clock down to 10 on every play is not good.
Right, that'll be a setting.
Right. I actually think you can go in and change that once you're in the game in the demo. I just haven't bothered to. Along with the turning off the strat, or not turning off, but enabling the classic pre-play controls.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know. I don't get the strategy pad was not well implemented the first year because it took an extra click to get there. But since then, they fixed it, and now it's just the same thing with the buttons on the D-pad instead of random face buttons. It's really not that big a deal. Other than, you know, just if you're going to let me have both options, just turn them both on right away. I'm going to use whatever one I want.
Yeah, I don't use a strategy pad.
Yeah. And the bigger problem there is then the difference between NCAA and Madden. But
yeah.
Can harp on that for a while.
Yeah, Y and then down. Press coverage all the time. Just keep it easy.
Oh, and the commentary. The commentary always calling out your coverage, no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Pressing the buttons triggers that commentary. Kind of obnoxious. Not so much that I mind that they give it away, because if you're looking, you'll see it happening anyway. But just hearing the same thing over and over again got really annoying.
Well, Madden 13. Go pick it up. Also, sign up for the league. That's sportsgamer.com/leagues. Though I'm assuming Scott has already wrapped up the Packers.
Have I? I don't know.
If you didn't, you should probably go do that quick before someone else.
Well, I have signed up, so probably.
All right. We'll stick with football and hop over to NCAA because it's out and it's way good. Sound good?
And they updated it this week.
Well, that's also a bonus. Yeah, let's just go through this little update that they put out. Zone defense has been updated.
So it's better?
Actually, I think part of it is that your receiver's smarter.
Okay.
And it looks like your defense makes better ideas. Sure.
Sounds good. I remember hearing that zone coverage was a little broken at first.
Yeah. But that's good. Because I've been playing it since it and noticed it's a little bit better. Route running near sideline was causing issues on comeback routes. Didn't notice that. Fixed players not respecting global snow. That's a lie. Fixed players not respecting global show blitz, press, back off, coverage, and handling, and handing off receiver. That's good. So your line's actually lined up now?
Okay.
Let's see. Ooh, this is an important one. Fixed halfback stretch play issue where tight ends would be frozen in place during certain blocking animations.
Oh, that's not good.
Because one of the biggest problems with NCAA is when you're running out to the side, I always feel like either your tight end or your fullback just randomly goes and blocks someone in the middle.
Okay.
Rather than trying to get you the ceiling off the edge for you.
Yeah.
QB rushing up the middle from under center. Effectiveness has been balanced.
Yeah, whoa. Field goal holders are no longer down by contact? Wait a minute.
That was a rule, apparently.
Could you not kick field goals because the holder was kneeling on the ground?
Interesting. I never noticed that. You know what it was? It was probably... All you had to do was touch the field goal kicker, the field goal holder, and get a block. Like it would count it as a down.
Oh, okay.
I wonder. Never had that.
I know the rule in college is once you like your knee is down, you're down. No one has to touch you. So I thought if something was like they glitched it where the field goal holder is kneeling on the ground to hold the kick. Oh, he's got the ball and his knee is on the ground. The play is over.
That would make sense.
Although I think if that had been an issue, it would have there would have been explosions on Twitter about that.
Yeah.
So I kind of curious what exactly they needed to fix there.
See, this is something I noticed in Road to Glory. They fixed the AI play call tuning, where on fourth and long, they would run play calls, run calls and draws and screens, which obviously weren't going to get you anywhere. Fixed jump the snap blitz exploit.
Fixing exploits, always good.
Yeah, bunch of stuff fixing. Fix some dynasty stuff, so if you're a bad school and you actually win, that you become gooder.
That's good.
Yeah. Bunch of crap.
There's a laundry list of changes here. It's good. Speaking of, the last update NCAA we'll see.
You never know. They'll probably get one more. Oh, and it also added the uniform store, which I haven't taken a look at yet.
Yay.
The first uniforms will be available in the store beginning next month. So, but big news in the TSG triple option dynasty. Crazy. This dude at Sporting Moose, who's taken over West Virginia, in 3 weeks, he's knocked off two different teams ranked number three.
Nice. It's like now, like number three, being ranked number three is a curse. Didn't number two have that problem a couple years ago in real life?
Yeah, I think so. Which is pretty awesome, because as of right now, 10 of the 12 human control teams are in the top 25.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, you might wind up matching up in some bowl games then, even.
Yeah, and I think the other two are like, I think they both have votes to get into the top 25.
Nice.
So I'm pretty pumped. And actually, human teams are 1 and 2. And I've already got the promise of recording that game when it goes down.
Cool.
Right. You know what? Let's ask the trivia question. Huh?
Okay. Yeah. We had to find one just before the recording.
Yeah. I didn't pre-plan this one.
Not do your homework on that one.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready, Scott? And I hope you're ready at home.
All right. What do we got?
What was the first edition of Madden with no windows for passing?
Ooh, that's a good one.
For those of you that don't remember, when we back in the day when we had non-widescreen screens, they put three little boxes up top for your receivers.
When you only had three receivers, it didn't matter what however you lined up, you only had three receivers. Yep.
And then at some point, we took the boxes away because you could see everybody.
Yeah, Jay and I at Basement Gamer, we played Madden Classic, which I think was based on it was based on an old Madden. I don't want to give anything away, which still had the passing windows and. They were awful. Like, I think they were a good idea at the time, but going back now, they're awful. You can see the receiver, but you can't tell if anyone is near him or if he's open or not. Yeah. Oh, it was not good.
All right, so while you think about that, let's talk about NHL 13 for a hot minute.
God, and I'm more games to get excited about. I'm going to pre-order it as soon as my Madden credit kicks in.
Dude, every EA Sports game coming out soon is pretty much something you have to
next,
buy.
The next month... Like, every Tuesday is something. It's either a game or a demo.
And usually it's a game and a demo.
Well, this Tuesday we got NHL demo coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday after that is Madden. Then I think the Tuesday after that is probably, what, the FIFA demo? I don't know.
I think the FIFA demo comes out the same day as NHL 13.
Okay, so there's a week. There's a week off in there then, probably.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you. We will talk about the FIFA demo later, which is, yes, September 11th, which is the NHL release day.
Okay.
All right.
But NHL.
Let's talk about NHL. They are doing something drastically different. So you know how Madden, everybody's a 99?
Everybody's what?
A 99.
Yeah. Wait. No, what?
Well, most people are 99s.
Right. The Madden ratings issue I complain about on a weekly basis. Got it.
Yeah. So NHL 13 is doing completely different player ratings.
Really? Like they ripped the old system out and just started over?
Pretty much. I'm pretty much just going to read you this quote from EA Sports.
All right.
All right. The question was, how are the NHL 13 player ratings different from NHL 12? And EA said, last year, overall ratings reflected a player's effectiveness based on their player type, i.e. sniper, enforcer, grinder.
Okay.
NHL 13 overall ratings are based on a player's overall skill based on their position. Okay?
Okay.
Why the change? It was a fan-requested change that ensured that overall ratings were more representative of a player's skill in real life. So a player who is a 90-plus will feel drastically different from one who is rated 65. Now, for an example, in NHL 12, some dude named Paros was an 81, at his rating and was based on his player type, which is an enforcer, meaning that he was an above average enforcer. Okay.
Okay.
In NHL 13, Paros, who knows?
That guy.
That guy is rated a 69.
Whoa.
Based on his overall skill level as a forward. So he's a good enforcer, but he's not really a great forward.
Okay.
So they're going to have him as a lower forward. And then
I like that.
Yep. And then Chris Neal was an 82 grinder last year, and this year he's a 78. Because with this new overall rating system, his ratings didn't drop as significantly because he's a skilled player who can check and score effectively.
Okay, so did they get rid of that whole system of like, this guy's a sniper, this guy's an enforcer? They got rid of that?
No, I think it's still there.
But it'll be more like they're not assigned a player type as much as they can be a player type.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Like somebody with a high shot power and high shot accuracy will be a sniper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sure if you're a sniper and you're actually good, you'll have a high rating.
Okay.
But if you're a sniper and you spend most of your time checking and stuff, you'll probably have a lower rating.
Right. But you could also maybe find a lower ranked guy who, you know, a guy who is a sniper but not very good at anything else.
Right. Like, you don't really want a sniper defenseman.
No. But maybe that could be useful. Exist. Yeah.
Actually, that's probably what I will set my guy in EA Sports Hockey League.
I love being an offensive defenseman.
Yeah.
No one ever gives you the puck to shoot, but...
Oh, that reminds me. NHL 13, League. That's where sportsgamer.com/leagues. Go sign up.
I have allowed Kat to take the Wild.
I know. Who are you going to be now? I need to make a note of that.
I put backup teams, probably like the Blackhawks or the Red Wings or some other Midwest team.
Sure.
It should be the Blues. I think I've got family in. Yeah, I've got family in St. Louis. That's
sure.
good a reason as any.
Yeah, we got a bunch of podcasters in the game now. We're gonna have awesome. Kat, Rich Grisham, and Chris Stewart from Player One Podcast.
Nice.
Well, as we said, the demo will be out next week. So on the 21st is a Tuesday. Yes.
Yes.
Which is like tomorrow. So you should probably get on that. There'll be four different modes play now. NHL Moments Live, which is your Madden weekly, whatever, you know, that thing.
Yeah, weekly challenges type thing.
Yeah. Ultimate Team, which is pretty sweet that you can actually start Ultimate Team. And Free Skate.
I think they had that last year, too.
Yeah. In play now, go ahead.
Only one period again.
Yeah.
Play the third just period what you were of, getting to, sorry.
Yep. Third period of Kings and Devils.
With a random score. Interesting.
I remember playing last year. One time it was like 7-0. I was like, well, this is fun.
I like it. At least it gives you a different challenge every time. And even if you can only play one period, but you can play it a bunch of times, it will always feel different. So I'll give him that.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, it's going to be tough for me to really get into the NHL 13 demo with coming out so close to Madden.
Right. And kind of far from NHL. It is, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I'll be pumped for it for about 4 days, because this will be the last thing I play before I go on vacation. So,
the last thing I play before Madden comes out.
Well, that also. But the big question is, did you know that the hockey collective bargaining agreement is over?
No, not again.
Yeah. How sweet is that?
I suppose it has been like 10 years, hasn't it?
That is a heck of a question. Yeah, about 10 years. Last one was 2004, 2005.
Yeah, 2004, yeah. Oh, that's not good.
It's funny because I don't really care as long as NHL keeps coming out.
And I believe it did that year.
Yeah.
I guess that's a way to look at it. I don't follow hockey enough to care that much. But
well, on Operation Sports, they did a write-up about how the basketball games did during lockouts.
Yeah.
NHL 04... which was the year before lockout, sold 1.25 million sales worldwide.
All right.
And then NHL 05, which was during lockout, sold about almost 750,000.
Oh, damn.
So it was almost like a half decline on that.
Or all right.
More than half.
Yeah.
So,
well, and a lot of that could just be out of protest, too. Like, I remember when we thought there was going to be an NFL lockout last year, I was like, no, don't buy Madden if they lock out. Just, you know, stick it to them or something like that. I remember being like that.
Man,
so.
Don't buy Madden last year would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
You should have mentioned it earlier after you made me quit a league. But see, like for me, I'm way more of a fan of NHL the video game than NHL the actual thing.
Yes, I feel bad about that.
It's terrible, but
no, I love hockey. I just can't get into. I just don't get into the NHL. This is probably partially of where I live.
Dude, I literally live like 20 minutes from where the Devils play. So.
Well, now see, now you have no excuse.
And where the Rangers play, hockey in real life is awesome. Except for the fact that it costs like $70 for some nosebleed seats.
Really?
Yeah, hockey's expensive.
Oh my god, I had no clue.
Yeah, so I only go if I get tickets somehow.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the same way with like Packer games.
Yeah, football is also expensive. Yeah, I think
sports are too expensive.
I think me and my friend went to the last game I went to was Tiki Barber's last home game at Giant Stadium. And I think
how long ago would that have been?
Like 4 or 5 years, probably by now. The tickets we got were free. We looked at the face value; it was like $90, and I'm pretty sure we were about 6 rows from being outside of the stadium. But the good thing was I was about 2 rows from the guy who shaved Tiki Barber's number into his back hair, so that made it all worth it.
If you say so.
Let's see. So yeah, if NHL goes on strike. That'd be cool if we got a discount on the game.
Oh, yeah, if they release it cheaper, but...
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
But I'm excited for NHL.
As am I.
Yeah. All right, let's take a little break for an Extra Life commercial thing. And then we'll come back with some FIFA 13 talk and the answer to the trivia question.
Do you play video games? Do you play a lot of video games? Turn your passion for digital entertainment into life-saving support for kids at the Children's Miracle Network Hospital right here in our area. The 5th annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on October 20th, 2012. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. Then get friends and family members to sponsor you for about $1 an hour. On October 20th at 8 a.m., you play any games you want, on any system you want, for 24 hours, or as long as you can. What's important is that you turn your Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Wii, or even your phone into urgently needed support for local kids. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. That's extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life.
All right, so as you heard, Extra Life is happening October 20th through 21st. So make sure you head over to thatsportsgamer.com/charity, where you can see the link to sign up for the TSG crew, which already has a couple of members. And you can see the games that I'll be playing. And then, you know, just send me a message. We'll play a game.
I'll play a game with people. I mean, I can't dedicate to the whole thing because I work weekends. But, you know, if I'm around, I'll play some games.
And what's nice is, like, specifically for me, that they're having Extra Life at, like, the perfect time for a sports gamer. Because damn near everything will be out by then.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that won't be out is WWE 13.
Yeah, is that going to be, like, a week later?
Yep. And, you know what? You know what I'm going to do right now, Scott? I'm going to switch it up. We're going to talk about WWE 13 real quick for a minute here.
Segway!
And then, after that, we will talk about that NHL on grass thing that looks like FIFA. Sure.
So this past Saturday, WWE had the big roster reveal for WWE 13. Although the full roster, I think Pasta Padre leaked it like 2 months ago.
But yeah, I didn't double check to make sure that his stuff lined up, but everything sounds
pretty good. Yeah. There. All right, so it's got all the I don't think there's any current guys that are missing. That's no big deal. We don't need to go there. But let's take a look at the Attitude Era.
Yeah, and you can see the full roster. List on wwe.thq.com/roster. Which I don't understand, because on that page, a lot of guys are drawn, but then there's a lot of guys where I'm pretty sure it's just a picture of them.
I think those pictures look so good it's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, so the...
Well, let's just start with the first one I want to talk about then.
All right.
Triple H picture.
Which picture is it? Because there's three Triple H's in the game.
Which is ridiculous to start with.
He's got as many spots as Mick Foley, who actually has a legitimate reason to have three spots.
No, it's funny because Mick Foley is not actually in the game.
Yeah, you're right. Mick Foley isn't.
Mankind, Dude Love, and Cactus Jack are in the game, but Mick Foley not in the game.
All right.
But there's the Hunter Hearst Helmsley version of Triple H.
The Connecticut Blue Blood.
Then there's the Triple H, which I'm pretty sure that's a photo of him.
Okay.
And then there's Triple H, which is the now Triple H.
Yeah, so it's Triple H, like Blue Blood Triple H. Triple H, like early DX before he went out on his own, and then today, Triple H.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys that are just going to have multiple characters. And if it's like Christian was last year, the whole roster, like to select your guy, is going to be kind of a mess.
Yeah, if I pick Blue Blood Triple H, you can't play as now Triple H. That'll be kind of lame.
Right.
Although, interestingly enough, they did say, although this was just Jerry Lawler talking, so he probably doesn't know what he's talking about. He did talk about having a triple threat match between Cactus Jack, Mankind, and Dude Love.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be possible.
I mean, that would seem to be the point of having both in the game as separate characters, is that you could play them against each other.
Right, I'm pretty sure that was a match in one of the storylines in either No Mercy or WrestleMania 2000.
Yes, that rings a bell.
I just hope when you do like the play now, that there's like a filter of superstars and Attitude Era stars.
Well, and I hope that now in Universe mode, I'll be more forgiving if in Universe mode you can only pick like one Mick Foley to put in there, because honestly, I don't want more than one running around.
Right.
Same with Triple H and The Undertaker. But I hope it lets you choose which one you put in there, and that's the one you get. Because I would I'd rather have like Attitude Era Undertaker, like, and modern Triple H running around, you know, just to.
Right. But there's so many guys that they have two versions of. Like, you have Nation of Domination, Mark Henry.
That's really random. That's like, oh, well, we have Mark Henry. Let's put a classic Mark Henry in. Nobody wants a classic Mark Henry.
Well, I think
they have. Unless you were going to put, like, the whole nation in the game.
Which they got, almost have.
Yeah, they got three out of what, five?
Yeah.
I think D'Lo Brown's missing who else?
Owen Hart.
Oh yeah, well.
Oh yeah, that's who they're missing is Owen Hart.
Well, there's reasons behind that.
And there's basically, also, well, you would think, but they have Bret Hart.
No. The reason they don't have Owen Hart in the game
because they killed him. Because they killed him.
Anyway, the reason they don't have Owen Hart in the game, the reason there's not like an Owen Hart DVD out, basically his widow is not a nice lady.
Oh, Bret should go smack some sense into her.
Yeah, basically she doesn't want WWE to make money off of his name. She threw a fit when they released a Hart Family Anthology DVD.
Ooh, is that on Netflix? I'll definitely watch that.
It might be. I don't know.
So look, three Triple H's, three different Mick Foley's.
Two Mark Henry's, two Chris Jericho's.
Two Undertakers.
Yep.
Two Edges and Christians.
Yep. That's kind of everyone that makes sense, though. So let's go through the full list of people of the Attitude Era people in the game.
Sure.
All right. Road Warrior Animal. Big Boss Man. Billy Gunn. And I like how it's just Billy Gunn. Because we're still trying to. It's the Attitude Era, but we're still PG. What? All right. It dawned on me they were going through. I'm going to go to the current roster. They mentioned that JBL was in the game. I'm like, well, that's as a current superstar, which he's been gone for a few years now. And then it dawned on me, they've got the rights to Bradshaw when he was as the APA, so they just included JBL too. So there you go, two Bradshaws.
Mm-hmm.
Bret Hart, British Bulldog, Cactus Jack, Y2J Chris Jericho, Edge and Christian, Dude Love, Eddie Guerrero, and I watched the video. It's Eddie Guerrero like with long hair, and which was actually kind of weird to see. They haven't had that in a video game in a long time. Attitude Era Edge, Farouk. The Godfather, that one, like,
okay,
he's probably just an instrumental version of his theme.
Part of the Nation of Domination.
Yep. Road Warrior Hawk, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Like, does anybody even remember that?
Technically that's still his name. It just no one ever calls it. A lot of people still call him Hunter.
Yeah.
All right, Classic Kane. Ken Shamrock. I know you were really wanting Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
I think that's the out of left field one for me. Mankind, Nation of Domination, Mark Henry, Mike Tyson. They include Mike Tyson on all the lists, but then they also say that he's a pre-order character, so I think he'll be available later. Mr. McMahon.
Mr. McMahon!
they will have like you know, just tights and boots, the Big Show, Paul White, like that, like, which is weird because they only called him that for like a month.
Was he I don't even remember when he came to WWF.
It was in the
Attitude Era.
Wait, duh. 1999, Valentine's Day Massacre. It was the Austin McMahon cage match.
Huh, interesting.
I just wanted, did he tear his way through the ring or something? But the end of the match was he threw Austin into the side of the cage, and the cage broke away and swung open, and Austin fell off. So he won the match because he escaped the cage. It was like a big. It was actually kind of creative. It was a creative ending to the match. It just, the whole thing backfired, and that's how Austin got his title shot at WrestleMania 15. Ah, the good old days. All right. The Road Dogg, classic version of The Rock. There are two Rocks.
Actually, I'm pretty pumped about The Road Dogg, so you can have the New Age Outlaws.
Yes. It's one of those, like, I wouldn't want just Billy Gunn or just The Road Dogg in the game. I got to have both.
Right. And the Shaker.
I'll use them as singles wrestlers, but I still want them both in the game.
Right.
Shane McMahon.
Yes.
Shawn Michaels, DX. Which, are there two Shawn Michaels? Is there a current Shawn Michaels?
You keep going and I'll check.
Yeah. Triple H, DX, you know, Undertaker, Lord of Darkness, so like the 97-98 Undertaker. Vader, X-Pac, Lita, Stephanie McMahon, Trish Stratus, and Steve Austin.
Actually, there is not a current Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
But it's funny because in the current Superstars, it does have Kevin Nash. But he only shows up like every once in a while, right?
Well, he wasn't in WWE in the Attitude Era. That makes sense.
Yeah.
There's not really like a separate legend section either, which is where I'd put like Kevin Nash and Booker T.
Right.
It doesn't seem like they're going to have a Legends roster this year.
And it's funny, on their site they have Damian Sandow as a DLC character.
Yeah, he just like interrupted the event yesterday and announced that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, Lita's in the game twice?
Is she?
Yeah, she's on the Divas roster, too. So, why do we need two Litas? That makes no sense.
That literally makes no sense. Unless they... Is it a different picture of Lita?
I don't know.
They are different pictures, so it must be two characters. This game is ridiculous.
Why do we need more than one Lita?
But you know what's funny?
Every other character, at least, there's enough of a difference that it makes sense. Not really for Lita.
Oh, she came back like a week ago, didn't she? She beat up that dude.
She came back for the 1,000th Raw.
Yeah, she beat up Heath Slater, right?
Yeah, but she's not back, I don't think.
Where's S.A. Rios from this list, if we're going to have Lita?
Well, the Hardy Boys. Well. There's reasons behind that, too.
But, you know, what I really like about this is because, as you know, with WWE 12, I kind of traded in after, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
Because none of the online crap worked.
Yeah.
And pretty much this whole Attitude Era roster is everybody that downloaded out of Community Creations.
Nice.
So now if it's broken, I can still play.
All right. So I was reading that list off of IGN, and I've now scrolled down to the comments. This should be mildly entertaining. Yeah, it's people complaining about people who aren't in the game without understanding why. Like, why aren't the Hardy Boys in the game? Well, because, you know, I think Jeff Hardy's working for another company right now.
Yeah, and hasn't Matt been suspended like 15 times? Or?
Yeah, and Matt's a drug addict. You know, no, Matt's the drug addict. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. No, Dudley Boys? Yes, they are in Impact, right?
Yeah.
Well, or at least Bubba Ray is in Impact.
And someone pointed out that WWE owns the copyrights. Well, they own the copyrights to the name Dudley Boys. Right. They don't own the rights to the likenesses of those two individuals.
Is that true? They might own the likenesses. That's probably how they got away with the fake Razor and Diesel.
The thing is that they could put people that look like Bubba Ray and D-Von into the game and call them the Dudley Boys and put them in their Dudley Boys attire and all that, but they would need the permission of the actual guys to get their exact likenesses.
I don't know if Brother Ray is okay with that.
Exactly. I think they're probably still mad that WWE wound up with the rights to the Dudley Boys names.
I hate all that stuff.
Yeah, that's annoying.
So wait, they're the Road Warriors in this game? They're not the Legion of Doom?
Yeah, WWE kind of reversed themselves on that, because that was their WWE name, but then once they like bought up WCW, then they were the Road Warriors again.
I like Legion of Doom way better. And I want a football thing with spikes on it. Yeah, a lot of people asking for the Hardy Boys.
And the I will say they're kind of missing from an Attitude Era roster, but there's perfectly logical reasons why they're not.
It's like, where is China?
Exactly.
You know, she's like the only one missing from DX, right?
Well, that and Rick Rude, I guess, if you want like a full complement of DX characters.
I would not doubt that Rick Rude will be DLC. Wasn't he last year?
He's been in the games in the past as a legend.
Also, let's not forget, people from back then didn't have moves. Like, do you guys remember what Hulk Hogan's finisher is? It's a leg drop.
You know, that's the sad thing, is by focusing on the Attitude Era, you get all these, you know, you're going to miss out on legends like that. I mean, not that Hulk Hogan would be in the game, but, right. You know, like, you're not going to have Mr. Perfect or Rick Rude unless, you know, they do DLC that isn't tied to the Attitude Era. That's kind of my only complaint with that.
So I wonder if WWE 14, to get you to come back, is going to be all legends.
They should just do a legends game.
Well, they have had legends games, but nobody's really.
No, they should just do a legends game, like a full fledged, not arcade style legends game. Right. WWE All Stars is awesome, but I want a real legends game. If you know what I mean, right. Like just give me WWE, whatever year it is, and replace the roster with legends and like the best of today's guys, like legends and will be legends.
No, yeah. I wonder, does WWE. Is there a PC version?
I doubt it.
I highly doubt it.
I don't think they've done PC games since, like, no. Raw. Like, that was on Xbox.
I think because they know if they released a PC version, people would just, like, hack in everybody ever.
Yeah. That's probably a
which would reason. Be awesome.
But exactly why it won't happen.
All right. So before we get to football, let's go to the football. Scott, we have international listeners.
I know. We were talking about Madden, so I don't want to confuse people.
Right. So let's get to the answer to the Madden trivia question, which was... man, I forgot the question already. What was the first Madden that did not have passing windows? All right, Scott.
My guess, I want to say, is Madden 95.
I will tell you something, Scott. You are correct.
Nice.
Because that's what the guy told me the answer was.
I'm pretty sure that the Madden Classic I was playing with Basement Gamers was based on Madden 93, and I know Madden 95 is one of the first Maddens I ever played, and I remember it not having passing windows.
Hmm.
So I suppose it could be 94, but I think it was 90. Yeah, but I'll go with random person on Twitter.
95, and I'm pretty sure I never played this game.
Madden, I think it was better than I thought it was then, which isn't to say it's good. I was having a discussion with my friends last night. Like, people, you don't collect Madden games.
No, you trade them in so you can get the next Madden game.
Exactly. If you want to collect Madden games, get one from like each era or one for each system. And that's like all you need.
You know what? There is a possibility that I played this game.
Really?
Yes, because I remember playing it at my friend's house. A Madden game, something in that era.
Well, yeah, there's really not much difference between, I mean, there's maybe a big difference between Madden 93 and Madden 98, which I think was the last 16-bit one.
Oh, probably. I wouldn't
but
doubt that at all.
There's not much of a difference between, you know, Madden 93 and Madden 94, and then they took out the passing windows, but then there's not much of a difference between, like, 95 and 96, and 97, 98, so on and so forth. But.
Yeah, the only reason I remember this time period was because I played a friend, and he was the Raiders, and I think his punter had about 180 rushing yards on two fake punts. The game was broken.
Yeah, I remember playing like a Madden 96, and you could put the linebacker in a certain spot and always get to the quarterback or the running back without being, you know, blocked at all.
Yeah, and then I played Game Day until Madden 11, until Madden maybe 2000.
I always thought Game Day was the better game.
Oh, and it was. It's not a thought.
it even outsold Madden a couple years, didn't it?
It might have. Those games were like really good.
Yeah, I gotta find one and play that back for Basement Gamers project we're doing.
yeah, Game Day and Game Day 97 are probably like my two favorite football
games. Game Day 98 was the first one I played. That was the first polygon football game.
Yeah, that was with Jerome Bettis on the cover, right?
Sure. I don't remember who was on the cover.
Dude, I remember playing NFL Game Day all the time because my friend's stepdad loved it, and I beat him once in it. It was like the greatest thing ever. Well, we had never beaten him, ever. I think I was the 49ers, he was the Cowboys, and I won.
Nice.
And it was like, yeah!
It also came out the year, that would also be the, came out the year right after the Packers won the Super Bowl, so that was another big one.
Interesting.
Anyway.
All right, so back to the other football, a.k.a. FIFA. So they released a whole metric butt ton of FIFA stuff, many of which fixes all the problems that we had from the FIFA-specific podcast from a couple weeks ago.
All right. Did they answer your list?
Essentially. They fixed it. Well, okay, first off, you know what we're going to do? We're going to skip straight to pro clubs because that had the most important thing.
And even I understand this.
Okay. Pro clubs now has a season format. That's cool. I'm fine with that. It used to be like you had, depending on how many points you had, was like how good you were. So like if you played a team that had like 5,000 points and you only had like 30 points, or I guess you couldn't have 30 points, you'd be really crappy by then. If you played a team with like 5,000 points and you only had like 300 points and you beat them, you'd get a bunch of points. And if you lost to them and you were the 5,000 point team, you'd take a huge hit. But now they've kind of taken that out, which is good. And now it's like that season format where you'll play like 10 games or something. I'm very confused by this whole season thing, which is why I don't play any stuff.
I think they've had this in FIFA, I think I want to say since the World Cup game.
Well, where... they've had it in some of the other modes, but never in pro clubs.
Right, right. So if you've played that, you're familiar with it, and now they did it for pro clubs. I like that idea.
Yeah, and I think that's... they actually put it into head-to-head last year.
Okay.
That's how season worked. So it wasn't just like, you're one guy. But the more you win, you move up to a new league. And as you win, your AI teammates get better. Which, thank God, because those AI teammates are awful. online pro progression is going to be saved on the server and not in your save files. Which, I don't know what took them forever with this. Because in 11 specifically... people were hacking their pro, and it was nearly made it impossible to play. And you would know the second you turned it on if they hacked the guy. Because they would be 6'7" and fast as hell.
Yeah.
Which is literally impossible. and the number one fix, which I literally dropped out of another Madden league because they put this in. in matchmaking, you can turn... you can search for matches with human goalkeepers and teams with any. So I will be sure to take off the human any and play all the time.
Yeah, I don't think human goalkeepers has ever bothered me though.
You know, I kind of like human goalkeepers.
Easier to score on.
Yeah, because sometimes you can. They're less. The computer is more predictable.
Yeah.
Like if you shoot right, the goalie's gonna jump right. But with a human, there's a chance they'll jump left.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll come out too far, and you can just try to like rip one from like the middle of the field. Yeah.
But you got to remember that you know you'll have to have a human goalie too.
Yeah, I'm never going to do that. So, maxed out pros are more realistic to real life players, which is good. So that it's not like if you're 5'7" and 99 speed, because that's terrible. Online pro and CPU teammates base stats are based off real attributes from players in top leagues, which is sweet. Because they were just like made up guys and they were terrible.
So you know it's not you're not going to have necessarily say I'm going to name one soccer player I know. You're not going to have Messi on your team, but you might have a guy with Messi's stats.
Right. You would hope if you're lucky.
Yeah, and I just you know he's probably the maybe not Messi. Messi's probably a bad example, but yeah.
And actually, one thing not noted on this rundown that they talked about was in the past, your virtual pro. You could go into, like, career mode with him and make him better. But that's gone now.
Oh, now it's all in pro clubs.
Yeah. Which is nice. Well, you know, nice and not nice. Because a lot of people can just go into career mode, just grind out a whole thing, and have a superstar guy.
Yeah.
So now you actually have to, like, prove it
In that arena.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Yeah, that sounds good. I like that.
All right. That's pretty much it for Pro Clubs. And, you know, so excited. Can't wait. Literally fixed almost everything I wanted from Pro Clubs.
Awesome.
Ultimate Team. They've overhauled Pro Clubs and Ultimate Team. What am I saying? Yeah. Ultimate Team. All new screens. They added the season mode thing in here, like the seasons that Scott can explain and I can't explain.
Basically, when you play online, you play like 10 games. That's a season, and if you do well enough, then you can advance to the next division.
Right. And in foot, it'll be you will win something, like a pack or coin or something. And it kind of removes the cup thing there used to be. Like, you would play 4 games in a tournament. Mm-hmm. If you win the tournament, you get something. It kind of looks like if you finish the season with so many points, you will get one prize. But if you finish it with, like, a little bit less points, you'll get another prize.
Okay.
That's kind of nice.
And the prizes being more coins or card packs or something.
Yeah. Which is actually something they added late last year, was the getting card packs or individual cards for tournaments and stuff.
This is what Madden needs.
They completely redesigned the menu system, so I hope that makes it better. They redesigned fitness. Like you'll have a fitness rating, like how tired your guy is. So if you keep running the same guy out there every game, he gets tired.
Yeah, so you had to sit guys out occasionally.
Yeah, it used to be you could just sit him for like a game and it'll be fine. But now it's actually going to be more impacted on them.
Oh, okay.
So you actually have to use the fitness items.
Okay.
There's more. They tweaked the morale. You can now play the team of the week, which is kind of cool. Every week they come out with like the top, I think it's top 11 players, and then there's like 6 bench players that play the best that week. And they have like the special cards. You can play that team for some sort of reward.
One of them.
Right. But what's really weird, they took out, you used to be able to buy packs with Microsoft points.
Yeah.
Or like dollars on PlayStation.
Okay.
Now you have to use Microsoft points to buy FIFA somethings. There's like there's a word for FIFA currency.
So it's like in NHL, it's pucks.
Sure.
But basically, so now it's another level of space bucks.
Yep.
At least on Xbox. Where now not only do you have to spend real money on Microsoft's space bucks, you then have to convert those space bucks into FIFA space bucks.
Right.
And then you can buy things in FIFA.
I almost wish it was just like an EA Sports space bucks. But like now you have to like buy $20 of FIFA something and you can only use it on FIFA. If it was like an EA Sports thing where it was like I can buy $20 of EA Sports stuff, spend some in FIFA, spend some in NHL, and spend some in Madden.
You might be onto something here. That would entice people to buy all the games too.
Yeah, that I would be more happy with that.
Somebody get this man a job at EA.
Yeah, sure. I'll take it. You can buy unlock rewards in EA Sports Football Club. So you can get bigger squads or a bigger trade pile. Which trade pile thing is always kind of funny because you only get like 30 spots. And you only get like 10 squads. But, you know, rarely do you run out unless you're like really hardcore. So I've ran out a couple times. Because I'll have like teams of 3 different leagues. So I'll have like an English Premier League, a Liga team, and I think I had an MLS team one time for no reason.
My head is spinning as you talk about all this.
There's so much you can do, Scott. It's like the best thing. And now you can do it from your phone because they're going to have an Ultimate Team.
Now that's cool. I definitely like when you don't have to be at your game to do things. This is why I so much love the all the online stuff in NCAA Online Dynasty.
Yeah. And so I've talked about it before that I use this Ultimate Team app from @JPFlathead.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I was like, do you think EA putting out this app is going to like kill you? And he said, no, because EA isn't going to put the like trends in. So you won't be able to see what a guy has been selling for recently. But he has all that stuff, which is awesome.
So basically EA did the app and you still don't care.
Well, I'm going to use the app because I think on this app, you'll be able to move guys from your squad onto the trade pile.
So many apps.
Which is like the one thing his app doesn't let you do yet.
Yet.
But it's funny because I used his app because, you know, I traded in FIFA 12.
Mm-hmm.
which FIFA 12, FIFA Street got $52, which is called NHL. So I was like, all right, I have all these Ultimate Team cards. Let me just dump them. Let's see what I can do. Because I wanted to give it to my friend, all that coin. And I think I made, I think it was like almost 300,000 in FIFA coin in like a couple days. And the best part is, since you know what they're going for, you know like where you can price them so that they'll sell pretty quick. And you're not like just guessing on a price to put them up for. And you're not getting undercut. So without the trends, the app is kind of useless. Then there's a whole bunch of other stuff. New head-to-head seasons where you can do like co-op. More of that match day stuff. So that's like that MLB Today stuff, right? In 2K sports games?
I assume.
That's all right. I'm cool with that. And the demo will be out September 11th, which is NHL release day.
More reasons not to care about FIFA for me.
You can use AC Milan, Arsenal, Borussia Dortmund, Juventus, and Manchester City. And they'll be playing at Manchester City's Etihad Stadium.
Ooh, cool. Well,
you get play now, match day, and skill games, which I am pumped for skill games. Oh, look at this. You'll also be able to upload your goals and images from the demo to EASportsFootball.com. It's kind of nice that EA Sports lets you do replays and post stuff from the demos, except for Madden.
Except for Madden.
Oh, you know what it doesn't say? Can I tweet the result of every game?
Oh, we never talked about that in Madden.
Oh my god, that's either the best or the worst thing. I can't decide yet. But Scott likes to tweet his results.
I did it to test it out. I'm done now. Maybe when the Madden League comes out, if there's some way, if you could edit the tweets yourself so you can take out the hashtags, because that's really what they're trying to get at. They just want their things trending.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't edit it. For one, they're like grammatically incorrect because there's no space in a word, and
oh, there's no comma.
They don't include the at sign for your Twitter handle.
Damn.
If you could edit them yourself, they might be useful.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And that's most because I want to take out the hashtags that they want me to have. Actually, yeah. Even if they made me leave in the hashtags, if I could edit them otherwise, I'd be fine.
Yeah, I don't even mind the hashtag. All right, we're running kind of long, so let's bang out the rest of this stuff.
Yeah, these last two things will be pretty quick.
Yeah, NBA 2K13 features the 1992 Dream Team and 2012 Olympic Team, almost.
Yeah, almost, minus Scottie Pippen?
Yep. Why? Charles Barkley is in the game, but Scottie Pippen is not.
Didn't they have Scottie Pippen in the game a couple, the last 2 years?
I'm pretty sure they did.
So what happened now?
They couldn't agree on money, supposedly. Which is funny, because I'm pretty sure Scottie Pippen's, like, broke. Or in some sort of financial troubles.
Apparently not enough.
And apparently Charles Barkley, like, charges a lot for his likeness.
So they had to pick Pippen or Barkley?
Yeah, and that's why everybody was really surprised that they got Charles Barkley. Because I guess they had been trying to get him for the other games, and they never could. So.
Well, that's unfortunate. Doesn't matter. I don't care, but it's unfortunate. Yeah. But why didn't they announce this like 2 weeks ago when the Olympics were going on?
Yeah, because
and everyone was talking about this.
This would have been like a really big story 2-3 weeks ago.
Now, and is this just a game mode, or will these two teams be available like in Play Now? Or
yeah, I think it's going to be Play Now.
Or will there be an international tournament?
I don't believe there's going to be international tournaments, which is kind of dumb. So literally, these teams are only good for playing against each other.
But still, nice little added feature, but probably not as big a deal as they make it out to be.
Yeah. Not as big as Jay-Z being the executive producer. But who knows.
And what else? We got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD PS3 on August 28th, if you're not playing Madden that day.
Dude, Tony Hawk Pro Skater HD is such a good game.
Now, here's my question. What are they going to do for the Creative Skater on the PS3 and PC versions?
No idea. I hope you can create yourself and create him.
Yeah, no, this is going to be like, no, now I want that version because I can not have to use my avatar.
You know, I've gotten over the whole avatar thing.
Yeah, it's all right in Tony Hawk. It's great in Full House. Like, the games that use it right, like Full House Poker, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Well, that's where like the whole world is made for avatars.
Yeah. Yeah, unlike Tony Hawk, where they awkwardly try to fit them in.
Yeah.
They still don't look as bad as I thought they would at first.
Yeah, I thought they looked a little bit like too fat at first. Well, now I'm over it. But my big problem is there's nobody playing online. So sometimes it's really hard to get a game. Even at like a normal time.
That's unfortunate.
Let's see.
Got one Twitter comment, not so much a question.
Yes. The comment from Red Zone D25. WWE 13 is the first game since No Mercy to have a correct classic Shawn Michaels. That makes it a Prince order. Insta pre-order.
really? I thought last year's was pretty good. Last year's downloadable Shawn Michaels looked pretty good.
Yeah, but that's, you know. Remember how good downloadable stuff worked last year?
This is true. I know his complaint was WWE All-Stars, the classic Shawn Michaels was wearing his entrance attire.
He better have white pants and silver hearts.
What about white pants and red hearts?
No. That's earlier than Attitude Era.
That's true. That is true.
Though Attitude Era, I guess, will be DX stuff, right?
Yeah, it'll probably be either the WrestleMania 14 outfit, which was still red and blue with DX through the hearts, or black and silver, I think, is more Attitude Era Shawn Michaels.
Oh, black and silver.
Anyway,
all right.
We just spent 2 minutes arguing about a wrestler's tights. I think we need to be done.
Sure. Yeah. So as always, you can send your Twitter questions to @thatsportsgamer. You can review us on iTunes. You should do that. That'd be great.
Please.
Also, you can join in on the discussion at the forums at thatsportsgamer.com/forums. Join our leagues, which as of now, because I just added something to it, you can sign up for NBA 2K13 leagues. How about that, Scott, huh?
Cool.
Leagues. What did I took off? Oh, I took off NCAA. So right now you can sign up for the Madden, NHL, and NBA 2K13 leagues. And I've also added links to the current leagues that are going on, so you can check out the MLB league and NCAA 13 leagues that are going on.
Cool. When I start playing Madden next week, do you want me to create the name for the league right away, just sort of to reserve it?
Well, we would need a name for the league then.
Well, yeah, we haven't decided on that yet, but
we should figure out a name.
Yeah. Just something to think about.
Interesting. Now we have to think about that.
And hopefully we can change settings and stuff as we go.
Oh, there was something I wanted to say. So in our NCAA dynasty, Oregon is being ran by my brother-in-law.
All right.
And he was his running back was leading for the Heisman. Then he broke his hand, and now he's out.
Oh, ouch.
He's going to miss the rest of the season.
That's unfortunate.
Yep. Pretty funny. As I said before, you can hit me up on Twitter, @ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where can people find you?
@DarthObvious.
And also go like us on Facebook, where I put up a whole bunch of stuff. Lots of pictures and stuff. Like today, which if you're listening to this now, there's a half a second chance that you don't know this yet, but the European FIFA 13 cover is going to be released today at 1 o'clock. So most likely you've already heard this. So congratulations to whoever and whoever are joining Messi on the cover. And don't forget thatsportsgamer.com/charity for all the Extra Life information. And then make sure you holler at me when you want to play something. That's all I got, Scott.
What are we going to do next week?
I don't know. All I got, Scott. It's kind of funny.